Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week has been a whirlwind of developments across the Linux kernel and broader open source community, showcasing just how dynamic and vital this space remains. We're starting off with major news from the kernel front. Greg Croer Hartman has announced the availability of new stable releases, kernel versions 7.0.7, 6.1 8.30, and 6.1 2.88. These updates bring essential bug fixes and a slew of improvements that will help keep systems secure and running at their best. However, one critical security issue remains. The much-discussed Fragnesia local privilege escalation exploit still hasn't been patched in these versions. If you haven't kept on top of updates recently, these stable releases are a must-install to ensure reliability and mitigate other emerging bugs and vulnerabilities. Let's shift focus now to performance, the heart of any real-world deployment. Filio Major, a flagship workstation from System 76, was recently put through its paces, armed with the AMD Radeon AI Piro R9700 GPU, and benchmarking the performance of this kit using the ROCm software stack. Comparisons between ROCm version 7.0.0 and 7.2.3 show dramatic performance gains. It's a powerful demonstration of how software updates can deeply impact the performance and user experience of even top-tier hardware. Regular software maintenance isn't just about security. It's about keeping your system operating at peak capability. And speaking of security, the last few weeks have revealed a fresh round of vulnerabilities across major Linux distributions. On everyone's radar is the dirty frag bug, and of course, the freshly exposed Fragnesia exploit. Prompt responses from distributions like Fedora, Pop_OS, and Debian have rolled out critical patches, exemplifying the value of a vigilant open-source community. There's also renewed focus on a kill switch functionality, which enhances in-kernel defenses during runtime, a move welcomed by those prioritizing security. In the privacy-first world, the Tails Linux project has gone above and beyond, releasing timely bug fixes and stepping up their countermeasures against vulnerabilities like Dirty Frag. If you're a Tails user or just privacy-conscious, now's the time for a system refresh. But the world of open source isn't just about bugs and patches. There's no shortage of wild innovation at the cutting edge. The Ratty terminal emulator crafted in Rust proves this point with a cheeky touch. It not only delivers a fresh terminal experience, but throws in a 3D animated rat cursor and even supports inline 3D models. It's still experimental, but if you love quirky, developer-centric tech, Ratty is one to keep an eye on. In the realm of development, artificial intelligence is continuing to leave its mark, particularly with tools like the Kubestellar Console Project. By incorporating AI-managed contributions, Kubestellar has not only increased the number of accepted pull requests, but has also created workflow efficiencies and more robust code reviews. Developers are finding new ways to use AI not just as a tool, but as a project participant. A sign of things to come. Meanwhile, the intersection of hardware and software is expanding well beyond developer desktops, as evidenced by advances in wearable technology. Innovative use of NeoPixel LEDs paired with BLE beacons is enabling a new class of interactive wearable devices, with Disneyland's adoption setting the stage for immersive, programmable experiences. As the impact of wearables grows, we're seeing Linux and open hardware finding their way into the magic of everyday environments, not just data centers. Big moves are also happening in machine learning, especially around the PyTorch ecosystem. The release of PyTorch 2.12 sees it edge closer to being truly hardware agnostic, simplifying high-performance deployments regardless of underlying processors or accelerators. For researchers and engineers, the jump in usability and throughput can mean faster experiments and quicker project timelines. If you haven't sampled the new release, now's a great time to check out what PyTorch can do for your AI needs. On the hardware front, both AMD and Intel have been pressing ahead with updates tailor-made for Linux performance. AMD's work on AIE4 NPU hardware enablement has reached a new level, coinciding with Intel's cache-aware scheduling. Both are on track for upstream integration in upcoming kernel cycles. This means the next generation of Linux kernels will deliver even sharper edge performance, both in everyday tasks and high-intensity AI workloads. If specialized AI hardware is on your radar, the just-launched SOLAI Solode Neo Mini PC might be worth exploring. Designed from the ground up for running AI agents and persistent automation, this compact powerhouse is ideal for always-on scenarios. The growing trend toward dedicated AI hardware shows no sign of slowing. Expect more innovation here in the months ahead. Improving system performance isn't just about raw horsepower, though. It's also about efficiency. Cutting-edge kernel work on asynchronous batching for CPU and GPU inference workloads is slashing waiting times, making sure every ounce of silicon is put to good use. The upshot is more throughput, less downtime, and faster model generations, a win for users across the board. With high-frequency batch tasks, whether you're crunching data for research or running live inference for automation, the payoff is smoother, faster results every time. Not all news in the open tech world is about code or hardware. Some stories highlight the challenges creative professionals face. A recent legal case has gripped the creative community. Kelvin Evans was sentenced after being convicted for the theft of unreleased material from a rental car. Some of these items were of significant artistic value, raising serious questions around security and privacy for artists working on unreleased media. The incident serves as a call to action, highlighting the need for stronger protective measures to safeguard creative assets in today's interconnected environment. The conviction of Evans demonstrates the severity of such crimes and the value society places on artists' rights and intellectual property. Now, let's talk about investment, because open source is as much about stewardship as it is about code. The Sovereign Tech Fund of Germany just made a headline-worthy commitment, €1.2 million dedicated to the KDE Plasma Technology Suite. This financial boost will directly enhance KDE's reliability and security, solidifying its standing as a core infrastructure for digital sovereignty. Whether you're a KDE lover or just an open source enthusiast, this investment is a big win for maintaining choice, resilience, and innovation in desktop environments. Many governments and independent sectors rely on KDE for privacy-conscious deployments, so these improvements will trickle down to users across the board. Stepping back, the overarching theme in all these stories is the power of collaboration and the evolutionary pace of the Linux and open source ecosystem. Continuous progress in security hardening, hardware support, performance tuning, and entirely new applications reinforces why open source is so resilient. The coming months will likely see even more transformation, especially as AI, wearables, and edge computing keep breaking new ground. Staying up to date and involved, whether as a developer, sysadmin, or user, is the surest way to take advantage of everything the open source world offers. Remember, every update you apply, every community you participate in, and every new tool you try contributes to that collective momentum. So that's the wrap for this week. A jam-packed journey through the latest in kernel releases, security updates, emerging hardware, developer innovations, and even some important lessons from the creative front. Next week promises to be just as busy, so stay tuned for another round of news, insights, and community-driven tech breakthroughs. Thanks for listening.